The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of RIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Mahdi Rastani.
Last night we began our discussion on the topic of the significance of the human being amongst the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Quran is constantly telling us that you and I as human beings have a higher level. Don't come down to this animalistic level of life. This is where we ended our discussion yesterday. And let's begin from here. Why is it that this human being is so special? If you look on Earth today, scientists will tell you, these are estimates, these are not, you know, very precise numbers. They'll tell you on Earth today, there are 8, almost 9 million species. Interestingly enough, out of these 9 million species, only about 1.5 million of them have we been able to identify. This is not the main point of our talk, but it's just a point on the side. It's quite mesmerizing that with all of this progress that we've had as human beings, out of these 9 million species, if you can even imagine that number in your mind, it's difficult even for us to digest these numbers. Out of these 9 million species, only 1 million, 1.5 million we've been able to identify. Only 1 million have names. We know what they are like. We know how they are. So these are just estimates that are out there. Okay. Out of these 8.7 million 9 million, let's just say, to be, you know, approximate number. Out of these 9 million species that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, when you look at the verses of the Quran, He doesn't speak of the creation of almost any of them. Ya Allah, why? What's so special about this human being? And from this point of the talk onwards, whenever we say this human being, brothers and sisters, I want you to point at yourself. We talk about these terms, these topics in, you know, broad terminology, human being, this, no, that's you, that's me. Why did God create you, and then out of 8.7 million, for you, He said, this is a masterpiece, this one's amazing, when all of them are as complex as they are? Let's go back to the beginning of the story. What happened when He wanted to bring this human being into this world? Of course the angels had objection. Of course the angels were like, Ya Allah, what are you doing? Oh Allah, this human being, it can create corruption, it can shed blood, it can bomb places, yes? It can bomb places and then go and shake hands with the people that have helped them to bomb those places. It can do all these things that we find in politics today, in the world today. That's what the angels are talking about, yes? This stuff that we see on the news, this is what the angels are talking about. They knew it would reach this point. The angel said, Ya Allah, why are you doing this? The short answer was, Inni a'lam wa la ta'lamun. I know some stuff you guys don't know. But then He took the time to actually show them. So what did He do? وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. He taught Adam some stuff. What is this stuff? As it relates to our discussion right now, it's not the most important thing. Whatever He taught them. But He taught Adam a bunch of stuff. And then He told Adam to come. And He said, Adam, أَنْبِئْهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ. Why don't you tell them the stuff that I have taught you? Angels, can you tell me the stuff that I have taught you? They said, no. We have a knowledge we're born with. That's it. But He said, look at this human being, this Adam I created. This Adam I created, he can grow. He has potential to grow. You all, you are start at level 5, you stay at level 5. That's who you are. That's what the angels are and the rest of creation. But this one I created, if he starts at level 2, he can pull himself up to level 7. This one, he can gain knowledge. He can grow. He can be one thing one minute. He can be a different thing a different minute. This is what made the human being so special. This is what was so special about this human being. It was the potential to change, and none of the other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has this. Nobody else has this. It's the human being who can change every moment. The angels, they're amazing, but what do they say? And they say, وَمَا مِنَّا إِلَّا لَهُمْ مَقَامٌ مَعْلُومٌ Surah Safat. They say, listen, we're amazing. We're very close to Allah, yes? But we have one level, that's where we are. We stay in our lane and that's it. You're a human being, you get to become whatever you decide you want to become. You want to be a minus 5, you can be a minus 5. Next moment, next second, you can be a plus 10. It's all in your hands. You can just mold who you are every second. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this one, He said, فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. This one is special. And of course, there's potential. There's a little bit of risk involved as well, because he might go on the other side. He might go the other way instead of growing. He might want to go the other way. And this is why the Quran says, this ability to change, this ability to grow, this ability to have the potential to become whatever you want to become. He said, we presented this to all of the other creation and nobody took us up on it. This ability is what the Quran calls the amanah, the trust, that thing that we entrusted the human being with. We gave it to him. The Quran says, we presented this amanah to every other creation. No one was willing to take it. Everyone was like, no, we don't want that. He says, this is Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 72. He says, Inna aradna al-amanata ala samawati wal-ardha. We presented this ability to everything in the heavens and earth. Wal-jibal, and the mountains. Because the mountains are supposed to be that thing that's like solid all the time. We presented it to them. فَأَبَيْنَا أَن يَحْمِلْنَهَا. But they didn't want any part of it. وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ. But you and I took Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala up on that deal. Said, yes, that's who I want to be. I want to have that ability that I can grow. I can become whoever I want to become spiritually. When the human being did this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this one's special. He has a potential nobody else has. Yes, all of them are beautiful. All of them are complex. All of them are all this, all of that. None of them have this though. This potential that the human being has makes him so special amongst the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to go a little bit further in this discussion. So he created this human being. He said, this is an absolute masterpiece. He's talking about you, by the way. He's saying, you're a masterpiece. And then he didn't stop there. He said, you know what? I'm going to prefer this creation of mine over everybody else. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. We're going to honor Bani Adam. وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. And we will carry this human being in the land and in the bodies of water. وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا. This one is special for us. We're going to give preference to him over all of the other things we've created on earth. Huh. If you don't feel special already, then what's going to make you feel special in this world? You're significant. You're extraordinary.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahim. كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صلي على محمد
وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.